Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very interesting and beautiful hadith. And this hadith is very pertinent for us today, just as it was pertinent in the time in which it was uttered by the imam. This hadith is about the attribution of creation to nature. You know, this is a belief that actually it's been present from times, even from the time of the Prophet. We see it reflected in a verse of the Holy Quran. In a verse of the Holy Quran, God, he relates from the disbelievers that they say, "In hiya illa hayatuna dunya, namutu wa nahya wa ma yuhlikuna illa dahr." This is a very famous verse. It's God quotes them as saying that there is nothing but the life of this world. We live and we die, and nothing destroys us but time, right? So there's this is kind of this belief or this kind of idea that, you know, things are created through a natural process in which matter, you know, it evolves and transforms, and the different phenomenon that we see in this world is just the natural result of the process of the transformation of matter. There's no conscious creator behind this process kind of propels it and pushes it forward in a certain direction, you know, or purpose. So this was present beforehand. It's reflected a lot of times by, many scientists, especially physicists. You know, some of these physicists today, a famous example is Stephen Hawking, right, the famous physicist who was also an atheist. And so this is present in today as it was present yesterday. And, you know, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked by one of his companions, Al-Mufaddal, who said, "Oh my master, there is a group of people that claim that this creation is the doing of nature itself." The Imam alayhi salam asked them about, the Imam alayhi salam said, "Ask them about this nature. Does it have knowledge and power to carry out such actions as creation or not? For if they answer that it has knowledge and power, then what is preventing them from acknowledging the existence of a creator? For verily, this is his creation. If they claim that nature does these actions without knowledge or without purpose, while having witnessed the exactness and wisdom therein, it is obviously known that this is the work of a very wise creator, and what they have called nature is the very system running through creation." Right? So basically in this hadith, as you can see, right, the imam questions, you know, this belief by, you know, asking whether this nature which, you know, performs, which they claim is the source of these phenomena that we see, if it is conscious or not. If they claim that it is not without consciousness and knowledge, then how this doesn't tie up with the, you know, the meticulousness and the order that we see in the universe. Otherwise, if they do admit to it, then, you know, in fact, what they are admitting to is, you know, the wise creator, which we believe in. Perhaps the details between that they believe in are differ from the details and the particulars of our belief, but nevertheless, we have come to an agreement with them regarding this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. we were looking at the attribution of creation to nature in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.